Violence continues in Syria, where protests have weakened the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Turkey's government today raised the prospect of creating a buffer zone inside Syria to protect civilians who might try to flee across the border. If Syria's president were to step down, it's not clear where he would flee. Syria expert Andrew Tabler is a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He spent 2 years working as a media consultant for Syrian charities and First Lady Asma al-Assad. These days, Tabler says President Assad's options are rapidly dwindling.
Previously, we thought he could run to Qatar and the Emirates. That now seems to be cut off. But in the end, he could always run to Tehran because the Iranians are his biggest ally, and that's a place where he could live out the rest of his life if he's deposed.
Would it matter to Washington where he goes as long as he leaves?
No, they don't care. They just want him out of there, and they want to have a leader in place that is willing to cut a political deal and lead to a democratic transition as outlined by the European countries and the Turks and, of course, by President Obama last August.
And is there any appetite for bringing this man, if he does indeed leave or if he is apprehended, to the International Criminal Court or to seek justice one way or another?
I think that we're heading in that direction. Until now, that's been an option which has been put on the back burner because they were hoping that Assad would exit on his own and that would give him an inducement to leave. But as his options dwindle and he continues to hold on, I think the ICC indictment is looking increasingly likely.
Is Bashar al-Assad, as you know him or have known him in the past, someone who would be inclined to fight to the bitter end like Gaddafi?
It's very hard to say. My inclination is yes, but Bashar al-Assad is first and foremost a very unstable individual. I think the word that best describes the regime in Syria is moody. It's very difficult to decipher him, whether you've been in the country working there or if you were even a U.S. diplomat or a foreign diplomat who's met with Assad. It's very hard to figure out why, on the one hand, Bashar promises to do one thing, but then ends up either not doing it or doing completely the opposite. And I think that pattern will continue the rest of the days of his reign.
Is that moody? Is it unstable? Fickle?
It's a moodiness. It's a kind of ruthlessness that I think for too long a lot of Western diplomats just simply papered over. He's not his father. His father was a brutal dictator and carried out one of the worst massacres in the history of the Middle East. But he was a more straightforward person, and he would very seldomly say yes to anything you put in front of him. But when he did say yes, you could bank on it, as a very famous U.S. official has said recently. Bashar is completely different.
Could there be some kind of a political deal where Bashar al-Assad of Syria would not be cornered, but where he steps down the way that President Saleh of Yemen appears to be doing right now, you know, even to the surprise of many?
It's difficult because of the minority nature of the regime. These kind of scenarios have been floated to Assad over the last few months, and he has rejected them. I don't expect he would go for them now, but you never know. That would be a much better end to this than the looming scenario we have on our hands of a sectarian war breaking out in this part of the Middle East.
And I wonder if you have any other thoughts, Andrew, on why he feels as though he could survive when an increasing amount before him have not.
Because for some reason, he still believes he can shoot his way out of this crisis.
So did Gaddafi.
That's true. And in the end, he went down. The problem is that in the past that worked, but that didn't work with a country with these kind of demographics. You know, huge parts of the Syrian population are below the age of 25. And whether he goes down now or whether he goes down later, the simple fact of the matter is his regime is failing. It's systemic failure. And the problem for everyone now is that the Western countries, Turkey, Arab countries, they've realized this. And they know that the longer he holds on, the bloody and more sectarian this is going to get.
Andrew Tabler, fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He's the author of the newly released book, In the Lion's Den, an eyewitness account of Washington's battle with Syria. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks very much.